In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Saint Anne, Mother of our Blessed Mother, be our grandmother. Come to our aid and keep us safe. Intercede for us when we hurt our mother by offending her son, your grandson. Protect us from evil and all who want to hurt us, and ask our mother, your daughter, to look graciously upon us. We ask you, our grandmother, to bring our sorrow to our Blessed Mother, so that she will take our offering as adequate satisfaction for having offended her son. Saint Anne, Mother of Mary, and our grandmother, we ask you to intercede for us to your daughter and your grandson as we cling to your apron, seeking protection from you. Today's holy moment, a holy moment. These daily moments of reflection are offered in the desire that you can use them as a springboard directing your actions and thoughts as an offering of satisfaction to the Lord. A holy moment is a moment when you open yourself to God. You make yourself available to Him. You set aside what you feel like doing in that moment, and you set aside self-interest, and for one moment you simply do what you are prayerfully believing God is asking you to do in that moment. This is a holy moment. A holy moment is a moment when you are being the person God created you to be, and you are doing what you believe God is calling you to do in that moment. It is to embrace what you believe will bring the most good to the most people in that moment. And by doing so, one can grow in character and virtue, seeking to become the best version of yourself. Each time you become a better version of yourself, you are living a holy moment. We cannot create holy moments alone. We need God's grace. We need it badly, and we need it now. Holy moments are possible because holiness is possible. We are and can be holy. Opportunities to create holy moments are everywhere. Every moment is an opportunity for holiness. Learning to recognize and grasp these opportunities on a moment, at a time, is central to the Christian life. You can collaborate with God to create holy moments. They come in all shapes and sizes, but the great majority of them are small and anonymous. Begin each day with a short prayer of gratitude, thanking God for giving you another day of life. That's a holy moment. Go out of your way to do something for your spouse that you'd rather not do as an intentional act of love. That's a holy moment. Offer your least enjoyable task of your day to God and a prayer for someone who is suffering. That's a holy moment. Before making a decision, ask, what will help me become a better version of myself? That's a holy moment. Encourage someone, coach someone, praise someone, affirm someone. That's a holy moment. Be patient with that person who drives you crazy. That's a holy moment. Do someone else's chores. Teach someone how to pray. Give someone a life-giving book. Ask God to lead and guide you. Those are holy moments. Tell someone of your faith story. Stay calm in the midst of a crisis. Choose the best version of yourself, even when you don't feel like it. Those are holy moments. Get honest with yourself about your self-destructive habits. Tell God you trust He has a great plan for you and your life. Give whoever is in front of you your full attention. These are all holy moments. Saint Anne, Mother of Mary and our grandmother, we ask you to intercede for us to your daughter and your grandson as we cling to your apron, seeking protection from you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.